Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the Local Honeys.
Stephanie, you mentioned, you know, a lot of songs, they're played by a lot of different people and they kind of evolve either lyrically or a little bit of change here and there. Certainly a lot of that old, like Piedmont blues and stuff, Mississippi John Hurt, have the same song but completely different lyrics or completely different storyline, or maybe they change the story to where they don't die at the end or whatever, you know. Do you see a lot of flexibility in this type of music and to where you can really feel some ownership for it?
Totally. One of the ones we did earlier that Montana and I sang, we learned slightly different versions from each other. And I'm singing harmony vocals with her, and it's just different enough to make it confusing. You know, using the word man instead of boy, or pretty blue eyes instead of brown hair or something. So there is a lot of that, but that's what I like about it. You have that freedom to make it your own. You're not confined by the fact that, you know, somebody recorded this tune 10 years ago or a year ago and you're trying to impersonate somebody or replicate the song. By making it our own, we're doing what they did, you know, 100 years ago or 80 or 90 years ago. They might have learned it one way, and it just evolved into something that they, either because they forgot it or they intentionally changed it, you know, made it their own. So I feel like we're still carrying on that tradition today.
When I was single, marrying's all I crave. Now that I'm married, got troubles to my grave. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again. single, ate biscuits and pie. Now I'm married and it's cornbread or die. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again. Shoes of every kind. Now that I'm married, go barefoot all the time. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again. When I I'd always dress so fine. Now that I'm married, go ragged all the time. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again. Oh, I wish I was a single girl again.
Gravitate towards slower songs myself. I'm trying to find more upbeat, faster songs to sing. Some of the ones that I enjoy singing, people don't always make it to the end of the song, so but that's gratifying to sing some of the sad songs too.
I try to choose tunes that are kind of regionally, like White Oak Mountain. Lily Mae Ledford was from Powell County. That's just 15 minutes from where I live.
Montana Hobbs.
And just like Stephanie said, songs that have some meaning. But I also like playing dance tunes, like fiddle tunes. Fiddle and banjo are kind of made to play together, and they really complement each other. So if there's a driving fiddle tune, I love accompanying that and trying to play that.
Don't you remember on that Rocky Mountain side where we lay down to rest? You promised you'd be my blue-eyed boy while the sun rode around.
just joined us? This is the music of the Local Honeys on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I'd like to know where and how you choose your songs.
I tend to gravitate towards something that means something to me.
Stephanie Jeter.
If something stands out, it could even just be one line or a phrase in a song. There's a song we're going to do coming up called Darling Cora, and it's a pretty common song. I almost didn't want to work on it because so many people have done it. And I figured, what could I possibly add to this song? But there's a line in it that describes the character of the darling Cora, where she's sitting on the bank of the sea with a 44 rounder and a banjo on her knee. And just, I love that picture. And I just love the way that looks in my head of her sitting there with a gun around her waist, playing the banjo at the ocean. It just is so cool and makes me wish I had known her. She probably would have scared the crap out of me. But, you know, there's just something so evocative in the lyrics to that song that made me want to learn that one.
Started playing the fiddle, and I asked Jesse Wells, I was like, well, what kind of tunes are fiddle tunes? And he said, every tune. I was like, well, this is awesome, because old-time music, just the fiddle is the feature.
Linda Jean Stokely.
fiddle and banjo have this really unique combination in old-time music. So I pick a lot of things that are either really creative in the banjo part or the fiddle part. And the way I do this is I go into the, we have an archival room at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. And so I get to sift through original pieces that are field recordings that people have cared enough about to go and find these older fiddlers and banjo players and record them, and we have access to those. And that's music that you can't really buy. And so we get to use that as students, and the community can use it as well, and that's where I find a lot of the tunes that I play. Old-time music is very free, and you don't really hear the same melody played the same way the whole time through the tune. It evolves and it creates into something different. That's why it's another reason I love playing the fiddle, because you can be very expressive.
I'll do a Carter Family tune. It's one of them slow ones. I'm not going to do Wildwood Flower. I'll do Storms on the Ocean, because that's one of my favorite ones to do.
I'm going away to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you sometime if I I go 10,000 miles, the storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be, this world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
That is it for this week's Red Barn Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, the Local Honeys, for being with us here tonight. I'd also like to thank those listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience from wherever you are, we thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, and that is to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. And we've certainly done that this evening. It's all from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. For more information, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Until we meet again, go well.
Going up Cripple Creek, going in a run, going up Cripple Creek. and have some fun. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Here now, now, sing to this girl last time.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank our guests, Linda, Montana, and Stephanie, the local honeys, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio was recorded live in front of a studio audience from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in the heart of the bluegrass, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's host is Adam Lucky. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, a catalyst for creating a progressive and innovating community inspired by the arts, and Natasha's Bistro and Bar, Lexington's premier arts and entertainment restaurant known for contemporary dining with a lively venue of theater and music. Natasha's Bistro and Bar at 112 Esplanade in downtown Lexington. You'll find more information on the web at beatnik.com. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.